Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about our series, Emancipation of Your Freedom, and we've just got a few more. We've got one more quarter to go, and so we're going to be finishing up this, going into a little bit of our marriage situation, our marriage marriage talk, but we're going to be, and then just end out the year on a very high note. Also, I've got my global television shows. I'm hosting several global television shows on my Urban City Network, as well as on my GB Network and a number of other networks that I own as well. So it's global distribution. You can also catch this on Amazon Music. But we're talking about restoration, and we're talking about that the universe will give you double for your trouble. One of the things to do is to focus on your energy, because your energy is able to restore the years that were taken away. That's one of the reasons why you don't worry. Worry is, disturbing yourself with the same, tormenting yourself with the same disturbing thought over and over and over. What you do is you simply focus on yourself. And this is beautiful, because as you are focusing on yourself, you begin to see the reality of who you are, and you will simply have peace of mind. That's important. You have peace of mind. This peace of mind is important because you will begin to understand that there's a principle that the universe uses. It's called double for your trouble, and the universe will always give you double for the things that you've gone through. The universe is going to make it worth your while and worth your time. So there's nothing that you've endured that the universe will not repay you for. And so this is one of the reasons why we understand that this principle is written in us. It's the principle of double for your trouble. Whatever you went through to shame you, the universe will give it back to you. The universe will give you double that amount, and will make you triumphant. This is why we begin with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, and wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge, and humility. And so we begin with all of this, and one of the things that you learn is that you will begin to manifest double for your trouble. Things will just flood you and never stop flooding you. And so this is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about There Is More in this series, and understanding that in your relationships there is always more. One of the beautiful things that we have is the ability to attract into our life exactly what we want in a person. Energy attracts its own. This is one of the reasons why when you work on yourself, you will attract exactly like what you want and what you desire. It was really beautiful. I was remembering that you attract what you desire and what you want. And it's one of the beautiful things about our lives, is that we always attract everything that we desire. And especially when you're married, you always get, you always attract the same energy. The person that you end up with is literally the same energy as you. And so this is one of the reasons why we begin to work on ourselves. The more we work on ourselves, the faster we attract that person. And because we attract that person, one of the beautiful things is that person, that person is us, they become us. And we become ourselves, they become themselves. And this is one of the reasons why you always attract who you are. This is why you work on yourself: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, beauty, strength, encouragement, so many, there's so many other things to say. But you do that and you will begin to attract what you want. One of the beautiful things about this is that you have a preference of what you want in your mind. What I suggest is that you visualize what you want, what kind of person you want, what kind of body type, you know, what kind of personality. And you take a minute to daydream about what you want, because you will begin to pick that up. I was walking, and one of the things I'm also a writer. And so I write about certain types of people that I date. And I could hear the spirit was like, you like this certain type of people. And it's exactly what happened. You see those very types of people that I like. And so this is really beautiful, because you always attract what you want. And so this is why when you work on your energy, your energy knows exactly what you want. And so you will begin to attract it into your life. It's not rocket science. It's just simple attraction. It is attraction. You will attract positive people. Positive people do attract positive people. Diligent people do attract diligent people. This is why you get rid of negativity, and you get rid of discouragement, all this other stuff, and you just begin to focus on yourself. You attract who you are. Love will always attract love. It's the highest energy in the universe, so it will always attract love. Committed people attract committed people. And so this is really beautiful, because you attract who you are. This is why you continue to work on yourself and attract what you desire in your life. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about restoration. And one of the things about it is that as you are, one spirit, one energy with your partner, you are causing restoration to happen to both of you, because your energy works on giving you your life. Your life is written in you. And so because you're one spirit, this is why you come together, because your energy works on giving you the life that you desire. This is why your spirit always works things out for you. Learning that your energy is you and your partner is you is a beautiful thing. This is why we don't attract anybody we don't want. They're not the same energy frequency. When somebody's not the same energy, they will not be in your life, because you have a natural energy barrier that if somebody doesn't meet that energy level, they're gone. And so this is why you really begin to really just meditate 10 minutes a day on your marriage and seeing what you want to happen with your partner. And you begin to say that out loud, you begin to say that in your energy and in your spirit, because your marriage is spiritual. You begin to focus on love. That's the bonding agent in your marriage. And one of the things is you begin to feed. Instead of feeding strife, you're feeding love. And then joy begins to happen. Peace begins to follow. You begin to find you more patient and more kind to people. And so it just goes on. You find you have more self-control, and that's what your spirit does, is it causes people to have self. You just sort of begin to manifest your life out of it. And so you begin to help your partner to manifest their lives. That's why you know this true love. Love is true, and love wants you to be who you are. And this is what happens when there's true love. You begin to manifest your partner's hopes and dreams, what's written in the heart, because you love them authentically without reservation. It's really beautiful to see this. When we love each other purely, without any strings attached, it's just pure love, people begin to manifest their lives. Things that are not supposed to be in their life will be gone, but they will manifest their life, because the love is pure. There's nothing that you want from them. You just want their best. And so they begin to manifest things out of their life. Ideas will come. Businesses will come. They begin to manifest who they are. Their dreams and hopes just manifest automatically. This is what your marriage looks like. There is nothing that you need in that. You just love them authentically, and they can feel it. This is in your aura. And so this is beautiful, and this is why we continue every day to take a minute to love on our partners, because they will manifest things for us. And it's really beautiful because it's also the power of agreement. What you want will automatically just come out. In this is how you know love is real. Far too often in relationships, you do this, it's a tit for tat thing, and it's not how it works in marriage. Marriage is spiritual and it's based in love. So you walk in the realm of love and you begin to manifest your life. This is your host, Rick Rolfe for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. What an amazing, amazing time. I'm really excited about what's getting ready to happen. We have our network, GB, launching very soon, and I'm excited to announce that I have several shows on the network, one of which is our morning talk show, which is called Global Loft, reaching out into the world. And I have my 4 o'clock show, which is called It's Rick, a positive living show. Then I have the Artist Cafe on Thursday nights at 9 p.m., interviewing artists, and I'm acting in social academia. Then I have also Kings of Dance that I have as well. And so it's a lot of new shows. I occasionally will have the International Peace Choir and the International Peace Ensemble that I'm also hosting and working with. So it's exciting to get these projects off the ground and really just impact people for the positive in the world. Thank you for joining me.